Are you ready for the most bizarre headline you're going to hear all day? I mean, this is, folks, this is bizarre. A transformation of a mother and a son who became a father and a daughter. Now, if that doesn't make any sense, let me put it to you this way. A mother who gave birth to a boy, they both have now transed into a mother and a son. So they switched genders from a mom and a boy into a dad and a girl. Does that make sense? That's bizarre and it's very confusing. Well, if we just go straight off what the Bible says, what does the Bible say? The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. There are folks who are running around today who are so confused they can't even understand their biological identity. They can't accept it. That's terrible. Now, in this story, we're talking about a 15-year-old named Corey Mason, or Maison, as it's pronounced in French, who first informed her parents she identified as a girl 4 years ago, and then turned around and discovered that her mother also struggled with gender identity as well. And the two now rely on one another as they begin this transition together. They just did a recent interview with 60 Minutes. I'll read you some of the quotes here. I wanted to make my parents proud of who I am, but I thought that they would not like me, Corey said about coming out as a transgender. And then there is the mother, Eric Mason, who used to go by Erica, said that she was emboldened by his daughter's decision. He as well wrestled with different emotions while deciding whether to transition or not. Now, hold on just a minute here. How in the world is this not illegal? The parent obviously was confused, and that confusion was portrayed onto the child. So, instead of, I'm trying to think how to word this correctly, because this is a tough little twist. If an individual is confused already at their very core about their body, I shouldn't say their very core because we know it's at the core. The soul is the core, okay? I almost said sword, but the soul is at the core, right? If they're confused at the biological level and they go to raise a child, how confused do you think that child's going to be? It's preposterous to think that this is a part of our society, this confusion. There is no science that backs this whatsoever, and somehow, society wants to swing open the doors to whatever we can dream up as a part of a pronoun or identity. It's absurd, but you have to recognize the agenda behind it. And folks, there's a massive agenda behind it. And I think a lot of us are understanding what is going on, this confusion, this demoralization. There's a reason they're doing this. There's a reason this is in headlines all across the world. It's called subversion. Because there is a small percentage that is confused with their identity. Don't forget that. It's not like this. It's not like it's a massive amount of people. It's not like it's 3/4 of society. It's not like it's even 1/4 of society. I would actually argue that it's under 10%. But I'll tell you what. The people who are under 10% are somehow changing the rules in all of our schools so future generations can be confused about identities. You see, the thing with that is it's called demoralization. It's called subversion. It's a tactic, and it's all about psychological warfare. And it's being brought about by on purpose. Because a society who has been demoralized is easily destroyed, is easily pushed away. History's proved that. And it's happening again. We've got to wake up. Share this message right now. We've got to stop the confusion. Confusion is of the devil. God is not the author of confusion. And these people are confused. Very confused. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless and carry on. Go Unlimited. Act now and save almost 50% on a yearly membership. Use promo code SUBPRO15. Find out more at christiantruther.com/info.